My father-in-law grew up on Chesil Beach, on top of the beach. The cottages are all gone now. And he was really, really good at the sea. And they all grew up fishing and taking stuff off the wrecks when the wrecks came in. And eventually we had a fishing hut at the Bill. Do you know the Portland Bill where the fishing huts are down by the crane? Yeah. Well, we used to fish off the crane. And we had a boat there called Phil's Folly. And we'd go out there and father-in-law would set everything up because he was the mainstay, he was the brains behind the fishing. And he never liked going in the boat, right? So I had to go in the boat and he'd lower me down. And then he'd walk round to the side, I'd go astern and he'd jump in the boat and off we'd go fishing. Of course, when you come back, you have to reverse that. So we're coming back in and, you know, I'm rowing in and there's a man there with his fishing rod. You know, they just sit on there, don't they? You've seen him out of the bill, they're just fishing along. And he's got all his stuff in the water, and right where we had to come in. So, father-in-law looked at it, said, excuse me, mate, he said, we've got to come in there. So there's a rock that goes like that, if you see it. Just stay there. So father-in-law said, look, excuse me, mate, we've got to come in there. So after three times, father-in-law said, buggered him. Go in. So I'm rowing astern, you know, right across his line, because that's no other way. Snap. The line snaps. Broke there. You know, miserable. Father, I'm sorry, buggered him, you know. He jumps out, stares at him, walks up round the top. I go up to the hook, hook on, and they wind me up. And I can see them all looking like this and pointing and talking. And the bloke who was fishing walks up round the top to where I'm just going to lower the boat. So anyway, they lower the boat up where the crane is, and I look and see father-in-law's rolling up this stuff. And what he'd done, it caught on the bottom of the boat. So we had a whole line with all the weights on and the float and the bait on the bottom. And father-in-law's wound all this up. This bloke wanders up. That's mine, he said. So father-in-law said, yours? He said, this is Portland, he said. I rescued that. That's salvage. He said, and you can buy it off me. So I said, I said, it's mine. I ain't bloody paying for it. He said, it's mine. So he said, no, law of Portland, he said, I rescued it. It was in the sea and I've rescued it and it's salvage. So you're going to have to pay for it. So anyway, bloke in the end gave up, wandered off, wouldn't buy it. And Fred puts it in his fishing box.